on the more or less private thing for myself, on the cover of an Albert Eiler record released in Denmark was a story that you once should have had a dream in which you were playing like Albert Eiler. That's what the story said.
No kidding. Who wrote that?
I don't know. Just somebody who wrote a liner notes.
Well, it's kind of true. It's really true. Because I had a dream once, and the whole band was playing like that, you know. And I don't know whether I was in the band, but I felt the band was mine or I was in it, but I was watching this band, you know. I had a dream like that around 1957, you know. And the whole band, man, had that kind of sound. Also, so that's really true.
That's it. It was more or less suggested that you had that dream after you had heard Albert Eiler.
Well,
see?
It happened before. I had it before.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I had it before.
But it's different.
I knew this was coming. See? I knew this was coming. I felt it was coming. I didn't know. I don't know the future, but I felt this was coming.
We heard Love Supreme yesterday, and I know the record, of course. I played it on my program, as usual. And in the liner notes, if I may call them so, on Love Supreme, he said it's not the complete work which is on the record. For instance, when I compared the record with what I heard yesterday, there is no bass solo, not that long anyway, on the record. And you talked about a part that Archie Shepp was playing and was left out.
Yeah. Well, the first part of it, Archie Shepp played on it, and I think I had another bass on there, but I didn't use this part because I had two parts. I had one part that I was singing on, and I had another part, not singing, chanting. Then I had another part that Archie and the other bass was on, and when I... And editing, and I felt that I wanted to use the part that I had the singing on. See. So that's the one we did use. But I made a thing recently with Archie.
Oh, yeah?
And also another young tenor man named Farrell Saunders, who is something to hear, too. And Freddie Hubbard and trumpeter and Dewey Johnson and... Marion Brown on alto, John Shikai, a big band thing, you know, which is...
The way you smile...
It's something. It's something there. It's something in it I like, yeah. Something I like. Is this carbonated water here? Or is it... Well, I taste it and see. This is lemonade.
Yeah, it's...
I do.
Anyway.
Okay.
It's too good.
Yeah.
Just one other thing. In fact, I've never been at open air jazz festivals like this. But you've played Newport several times, I guess. And in fact, I know, and several minor festivals in the States. When you compare them to this affair here.
How do I compare festivals in the States to this?
Yeah, I mean, reaction from the crowd. Was the crowd noisier or
they compare. Better? They're about the same. You know, it's about the same as the ones I've been on. It's about the same.
Because for 10,000 people that are here in this park, they're pretty quiet when they
10,000?
Yeah.
When were there 10,000 there?
That's what they say, that the park can hold, man.
The part that we played last night?
Yeah.
You say it can hold 10,000? It didn't look that big to me.
It didn't look that big to me either. But somebody who had to do something with the organization said it can hold 10,000 people.
We should know.
But they're pretty quiet.
For 10,000?
You like to play these affairs, like these open air things?
No, I don't prefer them because usually the acoustics are kind of horrible, you know. I prefer a certain type of club, but we can't always get that either. Or concert hall, you know, good. I find the smaller places, the more compact they are, the better our sound is held together, you know. And we can hear and feel each other better. Smaller places.
You like the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam? The Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, you know, that concert hall.
Yeah, we got a good sound there. I can hear.
Yeah,
I can hear pretty well. I can hear everything, you know. Some places, as soon as you hit the first note, it goes all over the place, and you can't feel the flow of the thing, you know.
Are you distracted very much by outside interference? I mean, noisy crowds, people walking around, people taking pictures. Because you don't look like it, see?
Mm-mm.
You're not too much disturbed, but
mm-mm.
Too concentrated on the music.
You know, the problems that I have in music, they're always there, you know. So they take my time pretty completely, you know.